Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ding dong, it's time for another podcast episode. Hello, it's me, your host, Lou Sanders. What have I been up to? Well, I've been writing my book, and I'm very nervous about it coming out, actually, because I've been very honest, and I've talked about grotesque stuff that's happened in the past. I've talked, led by me and, and other people, and I'm finding it very hard to leave the house. Because I love to put my face in my kittens. And it's really hot. I just got, oh, dreamy boys. Oh, Dr. Gorgeous. All day. And then I find it very, very hard to leave. I feel really bad. But all they do is sleep all day. Also, everything's on their terms. It's like they come to me when they feel like it. Well, why can't I pick them up and squeeze them to death? Not squeeze them to death, but they don't let me pick them up. The other day, Luke left the cupboard open and they broke into the dreamies because they're such clever boys. And they had dreamies everywhere. And it was Luke's fault and I thought he had cleaned it up, but he didn't clean up, which meant they went back for the dreamies. He left the cupboard open again and they must have had, they're supposed to have 7 dreamies a day and they must have had about 100 each that day. Dear, 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 dear. And I'm blaming that at the feet of Luke McQueen. Ooh, should I tell you about Rich Hardesty? That's how he's pronouncing his name, turns out. We talk about that in the podcast. But we talk about other things that are more exciting than how to pronounce his name. But anyway, he's a new friend of mine. We've hung out quite a lot the last sort of 6 months. Very interesting guy. I thought, whack him on the podcast. His show is amazing. He's going on a little tour. And it's such a good show. So get and see that if you can. I'll leave details at the end, or he will. Anyway, bye. But also, hi, because it's starting now. Well, welcome to podcasting. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Richard Hardesty.
Not even the right name, but that's fine.
Is it not?
Hardesty.
Well, I've been calling you the wrong name the whole time I've known you.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to you the wrong way as well, then. I've not noticed it.
But I don't usually say, hello, Richard Hardesty. I mean, I don't usually to greet you.
Yeah, okay, good.
In my head, I say.
There's Richard Hardesty.
So how do you think it's pronounced?
Well, that's the weird thing. It's actually, I got that off my mum when she remarried when I was a kid. So it's Hardesty, but
Hardesty.
Yeah, it's quite. People always say to me, like, that's a cool name. Like, I'm like, it's just.
It's got the word hard in it, I suppose.
I've got twice, Rich Hard Hardesty.
Oh.
I'm a hard guy.
You're double hard.
Yeah, I'm double hard.
You're double hard.
I am today. God, sorry. God, pathetic.
No, I led you there. Come on. I saw your show at the Soho's West End.
I've made it.
And it was absolutely brilliant. I wasn't expecting much.
Okay. Thank you.
No, but it's a debut hour. Sometimes, like, my debut hour was caca. And your debut hour was phenomenal.
Oh, that's good. Phenomenal's good.
I guess we're all different. Yeah.
Different approaches, I suppose.
Yeah, different approaches, yeah. You seem to sort of put some work into it.
I went for the phenomenal approach. And
yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe the difference is, think about this. I think a lot of people, how old are you when you debuted?
Ooh, don't know.
Well, basically, I think a lot of people who debut are a lot younger, whereas...
I was younger than you are now, I suppose.
Yeah, but I feel like with my show, the reason that I think maybe it has a bit more, I don't know, oomph to it is I'm not just like doing a load of jokes. I'm taking like basically 35 years of pain and going, there you go.
Have that.
Oh,
but
good
in a
Lord.
Fun way. And,
yeah, yeah,
you're
by the way.
For the pain. It
absolutely.
Feels like, yeah.
It's not depressing, is it? I'm very.
God, no. No. It was absolutely phenomenal. But also, it's a really interesting story. And not like that. I don't mind posh boys in comedy, but it's nice to have a lad who suffered a bit.
If you want trauma, I'm your guy. Exactly. Come to me.
Eating disorders, dance with heroin.
Yes.
Lost father. Of
yes.
course, we can all relate to
that. I mean, that's where it all starts from, doesn't
but
it, to be honest?
Interesting. Like, not just a lost father story, because yeah. we've all got one of them.
But quite a bizarre one.
Yeah, and a very funny joke about rollerblading.
Exactly.
Which I appreciated as a
skater, yeah.
You can't skate at the moment, of course, because the old...
I'm a guy who just likes to get out there. I've got a bunion.
That's the least of your problems.
No. Look, if we're going to get our hat on our sleeve, I've got a bunion on my foot. But
yeah, it doesn't go with the brand.
It's not ideal, is it?
No, it's fine. Everyone has these little, you know...
flaws.
A friend of mine's got piles, for example.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a bum bunion.
Yes.
A bunion.
Yes.
A bunion.
A bunion. Is the 35 years of pain and suffering worth it for it to get a lovely show and maybe a Netflix deal?
100%. I would love to do that. 100%. I would, not even joking, like, I do actually think when I'm doing a show, like, it actually makes all the things I went through, I'm glad I did, because now I get to do the show. I love doing a show so much. It brings me yeah. so much joy. I'm like, I'd do that again.
Yeah, but if we weren't so broken, I don't think we'd be seeking validation through external means. So I think... like, it's the end result of something, sure. But if we were from really, like, happy families,
stable.
Do they even exist? I don't think we'd be chasing the Netflix deal so hard in the first place. So it's chicken and egg.
Just trying to climb to just get some sort of deal. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, you're right.
But
just like, come on. You're trying to escape something.
No, but I think it's good because it does expand you and grow you. It's also better to get it out of the way in your early life before you know any different and yeah. then have a happier life later on.
Good point. And you get to appreciate it as well. Like, you don't realise all the good it's doing for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like purposely go for a load of bad stuff, but you just can't see it at the time. Just later you go, oh, I'm more resilient now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's actually good.
No, but it's a great show and I'm very excited because it feels like loads of stuff is happening for you right now. And I really think you're good at manifesting. I've told you this before.
I like this, yeah.
Because like it's sort of insane how crazy your life is and how good it is. In a way, like you flyered someone from Netflix and someone from Disney to come to your show in Edinburgh, right?
No, it was someone from Disney. Yeah, basically, I lost my show for a week in Edinburgh, which was very, very painful. And I was
yeah.
like, oh my God, it's all falling apart.
Yeah.
Couldn't do my show, no tech. Anyway, and then...
it's so expensive to be out there as well. Oh, hang on, case in point, this is the type of person Rich is. So this is... So you'd never been to Edinburgh before.
Nope.
And so what he did is just thought that his agent, because your agent sorted a lot of stuff out, would sort the accommodation out. And this year it was so hard to get accommodation and it was so expensive. And he just emailed his agent, was just like, oh, can't wait to see the accommodation. And his agent was like... no, you're sorting that out. And this is about a week before the Fringe. Oh, you tell the story.
So basically, yeah, a week before Edinburgh, I called my agent and said, wicked. So what's the address? Where am I staying? She was like, no, you do that. I was yeah. like, oh, no.
A week before.
So,
no way.
So I put a thing on Facebook saying, really bad situation here. Does anyone know where I can stay? And I'm a very strange man, as you'll hear in the show, by the way. So I can't just be like put in with anyone. Do you know what I mean? I need to, process needs to take place.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to need to check the air temperature, check if the radiator is what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not me being prima donna, that's me being unwell.
Yeah.
And so anyway, a guy just messaged me on my Facebook inbox who I'd met at a party about 20 years ago. You know, when you sort of befriend people on Facebook, you don't really. Anyway, and then he just said, hey, it's me. You might not remember me, but. I'm a big property developer now, and I'd like you to just have your own flat because I knew you're going to do something.
This is the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
So
but people just want to help you. There's something about you that people just want to help you.
It's because I'm just so vulnerable.
Yeah, I've got to stop mothering people. So it's a really bad friendship for me because I've got to stop helping.
I can't
people.
Cope. I just can't. I think I must give off some sort of like, oh,
yeah,
that guy needs some help.
People want a wet nurse. Would you say?
Wet nurse? What's that? Is that a term? Is that a new term?
No, that's what Victorian childminders did. They breastfed the babies that weren't theirs because the mum was too posh or something.
People do like to do that to me, you're right. Yep.
Rich Hardestry. Wet nurse to death.
Wet nurse to death. That's a way to go, isn't it? Oh my God.
The way that you said, yeah, people do like to do that, was the most sincere I've ever seen you.
That's when
you
went all serious, didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah, people do like to. Yeah, yeah, it's one of the sort of great pleasure modes of my life.
Of my life, to be witnessed. Not to death, though.
No. But anyway, the point is, these just weird things happen to you.
Like, you know when you sort of lose your keys and you find them again? It was a day of like, oh my God, the worst thing has happened to, oh my God, the best thing has happened. It's better than where I live, actually.
That's actually your whole life, I think.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, you're right. That's my life is, oh my God, it's all falling apart. Oh my God, it's come great. That's, you just got to.
And you fly at Disney. So you lost a week and a half the show. Then you fly at Disney. Then came to the show. Then they gave you a private pass to Disneyland in America.
Oh, that was cool.
And a chaperone. And now they want to work with you.
Well, yeah. So now, yeah, we're just trying to figure out what to do. Oh, that's another thing as well, isn't it? As well, I had a very nice thing happen. Obviously, I lost the show and didn't know what was going to happen. Lost a week of the run. But then, fortunately, on the last day, I did the final show. There was a really nice guy in the crowd and he's really moved by the show. And I sort of saw him afterwards and sort of gave him a hug. And yeah, he messaged me about 3 days later on Twitter saying, hi, my name's
whatever his name is.
And I just want to say I've had experiences to do with eating and drugs in my family. And I'm quite a wealthy landowner and property developer now. And I'd like to pay for you to go on tour.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my God, wow. And so that was...
That's lovely. And also, I do think people should feed the money back into the arts, and there's no council money for arts. And I think no one would begrudge you. You haven't had an easy life.
No.
So if a man wants to give you some money for a tour, lovely stuff. I think
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like...
I think if anyone met you, they'd be like, yeah, give him some help. He's such a lovely
give
boy.
Give him some wet nursing. Yeah, yeah.
Wet nurse that guy lad. Now. Let's get the teat to the teat. Yeah, yeah. Teat to the gob on this one.
Pop that in there. On tour you go. See you later.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, so that's a general chat. And now it's on to the touch quiz.
Cool.
I'm thinking of touching something. You've got 5 questions to guess.
Okay. Can I just guess immediately what the thing is? Mm. Is it a cat?
No, but I tell you what, you're in the right sort of wheelhouse.
Okay. Is it a dog?
No.
Okay.
Think a bit more.
Okay. So
yeah,
the thing,
one down from
is it
box.
Alive?
Oh, God. You'd hope so.
Okay. Okay. So it's alive. It's some sort of animal.
Yeah.
Is that, what am I on now?
I think the next one's the guess, really. You can get 2 guesses.
In that case, I'm going to go for an animal that isn't a cat.
An animal that isn't a cat, and it's a tricky one. You get the hard
It's tricky, isn't it? Oh, God. Is there one in your house?
No, there might be one in the garden on the lucky day.
Squirrel?
Yeah.
Yay!
Absolutely right.
God, psychic.
Well, that was a good game.
That's a great game.
That was a good game.
That's quite good, actually.
Yeah. It's weird that not more podcasts have got a touch quiz in it, isn't it?
I know. Thrilling.
Quick fire questions. Yes. Quite agree. Didn't think about it that way. Yeah. No. Maybe. Should we do the quick fire round?
Okay, go for it.
How many countries do you reckon you know on a map?
Not many.
Could you point to Asia?
I'm really thick, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah,
I'm
really thick. I don't know anything that you might learn in a classroom. Uh-huh. I know a lot of stuff, but I just don't know anything of any worth. Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing that helps me in everyday life.
Yeah.
I can remember what people are wearing in different films, what their hair's doing on that certain scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if they've got an earring or not, and, like, it's pointless stuff. But, you know, actual facts. So, anyway, so let's get back to that, shall we?
Could you point to Asia on a map?
How long have I got?
Probably a minute.
Can I spin it around?
You can spin it around, yeah.
And I could probably find it given a couple of a minute or so, yeah. Okay. But I know it's not near us. So,
yeah.
And it's near Bali. I went to Bali once. Mm. It's near there, isn't it? Is that it? Is that Asia?
Well, yeah.
And I think in that case, I know where it is because I've been there, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when you get off the tube, you know where you are, but you don't know how the hell you got there.
Yeah.
It's that sort of a thing. I don't know his relation to anything else, but it's in the warm bit. I know that.
Yeah, that'll do, I think.
Yeah. I remember at your house, actually, and you all started playing a game where you had to guess. What was that game?
It was a game about countries, a general knowledge game. And the great thing about me is I can play that game again and again because I always forget the answers. It was like
how
many...
It's good to be thick sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good value for money.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's play that same game again 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Round and around we go.
Oh, I'm a little thicker.
What was the rule again? It couldn't have a vowel in it or something?
Oh, I can't. See, I can't remember the game.
What the game was. Wow, back around we go.
Yeah.
We'll play it when we get in.
Play every day.
Brilliant.
Okay, question number two. Debbie McGee is your stepmom, but she tries to kiss you. Do you tell your dad?
Stepmom. So look, hang on a second. Let's have a little think. Sorry about this. I don't think I would, actually.
You wouldn't tell your dad?
I don't want to upset him.
Yeah.
She tried... No, I don't think I would.
What are you saying to Debbie McGee? Come on, cut it out.
No.
You're not?
Well, how... Is it now? Are you saying at this age now or is it when she was younger?
Yeah, this age now. Debbie McGee tries to get... She's your stepmom. What are you doing?
I mean, there's nothing... No laws being broken.
Yeah, but it's not nice for your dad.
It's not nice for him. I'd be torn, but maybe I'd have to... Now, I'll probably just let him... Because at the end of the day, how long have they got left? Is he happy?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, just die happy.
Would you kiss Debbie McGee, though?
Maybe. Depends if I'm drunk or, you know. And that's not being mean. That's just you know.
That's awful.
Like, if she walked in here now, I wouldn't do it because it'd be rude.
Yeah.
She'd just start getting off with her. I'd ask her permission, obviously.
That's really bad.
Yeah. No, I would. I would. Yeah, why not? Sod it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess some people have got a moral compass and other people haven't.
No, the only reason I wouldn't tell him is to...
Yeah, but you don't have to get off with her. That's the point.
But if I'm not going to tell him, I may as well do it, hadn't I? Do you know what I mean? If he doesn't, it's like, did it fall in the woods or whatever? Did a bear die or whatever? It's that sort of thing. So look, if we're not going to tell him, I may as well do the thing and not tell him. Let's not do it and not tell him.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Also, and he just found him, so we're just getting to know each other.
Right, and it is Debbie McGee.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you can save the whole world, climate change or something. You could save the whole world. I don't know this context.
Okay.
By dying.
Okay.
It's you or the world. What do you do?
I do like me. Also, if I go, I won't be around to feel guilty. Hang on a minute. So, me or the world. Oh, it's got to be me, hasn't it? It's annoying when you do things like this and realise you're actually a good person. Life's a lot more complicated when you're a good person.
So you're going to topple off.
How do I have to die? Do I have to blow my head off?
Anywhere you like.
Heroin overdose.
Nurse to death, I think.
Yeah, wet nurse to death.
Wet nurse to death.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely me.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics. Okay, how do you feel about cuddling? That's a big one.
I've grown into it. Mm. When I was a kid, I was not so much. Mm. I was a bit freaked out by it. Like, didn't like it. And that's a bit of a serious answer. Probably shouldn't say that.
No, you can be serious. This is the light and shade of the podcast world.
Okay, great. It's got depth, the show, as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to I'd feel a bit like, oh, I'm being hugged. But now I'm like, oh, it's okay to be hugged and be intimate with someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find hugging more intimate than sex. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, sex is like, okay, there's something going on. Oh, it's entertaining and stuff. But hugging is just like,
there's no bells and whistles.
Yeah, it's just, I'm doing this because I'm enjoying it, not because I'm getting some kick out of it. It's quite scary. It feels more panicky. Like, someone holds my hand in the street. That, to me, is more alarming than someone... Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God, I'm holding a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, actually, I wanted to ask you. Mm. What's the difference between a hug and a cuddle?
We don't know.
Really? Scientifically?
Well, it's been discussed a lot, and of course I can't remember any of the answers. I think a cuddle is more like...
It's a long hug?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
The word cuddle is obviously disgusting, and I am aware of that.
Cuddle.
That's why it's funny to
do... Cuddle.
A cuddle. That's why it's funny to do a podcast with such a sickly title.
Yeah.
Like a... Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. It's now time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Okay.
This is where I just sing a song, but using the word cuddle, and you have to guess what it is.
Okay, it's exciting.
It's pretty hard.
Okay, great.
Okay. Cuddle, cuddle.
Wow. Is that it? That's it?
What?
Should I take a stab now? No,
yeah,
go on.
No,
I'm never going to get it.
Let me give it a go.
Go on.
Bear in mind, I'm tone deaf and stuff, but I'm getting the band back together, weirdly. Okay, so... Hey, cuddle, 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 cuddle. Oh, I've sort of gone... You have to remember that I'm not very good at tunes, but
okay,
the first
so
bit, just go the
words
the
wrong
bit.
And the tune is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, the word's wrong and the tune's wrong, yeah, right. Yeah.
What song is it?
Yeah. Hey, cuddle, 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 cuddle.
I mean, I'm just going to go off the first word.
Yeah.
Is it Hey Jude?
Yes, it's Hey Jude.
Oh, thank God for that.
I sort of had to give you that. I had to
okay,
give you that.
Okay, you had to give me something. It could have been cuddle. That would have thrown me off.
Yeah. Cuddle.
There's a clue in there. Hey, cuddle.
Yeah. But I can do it without actually. Look. No, it's really hard. Actually, I've given
it. It'd be cuddle.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
Cuddle.
Yeah, that's really good. I suppose you can't give yourself the question and the answer.
No, yeah.
But okay. We're so thick, it's nice to have us right.
You probably could, actually, to be fair. You could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go on, tell us this one. Oh, I've got a new section. It's Louise O'Hay, it's called. She's an author.
Okay.
And someone who's big in the alternative health world. She is dead now, but she did live to about 100, so, you know, it's got to work.
It worked.
Yeah. What do you have any health complaints? Because I'm just going to look them up and see what's wrong with you spiritually.
At the moment?
Yeah.
As in a bunion?
Yeah, bunion. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good idea, bunion. Okay. Ooh, nice
wow,
little callback.
Bunion. It's only a small one, by the way.
Everyone's got something.
It's quite good, event. Quite sexy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It's a really
sexy little
fit
bunion.
One. Yeah, it's a really fit one. Oh, dear. Lack of joy in meeting the experiences of life. So you have to say, you're probably too headed in your work at the moment.
So hang on, what's going on
so
here?
Good point. So in Heal Your Body, Louise O'Hay's book, you look up what affliction you've got, and everyone's got an affliction. I've got a problem in the ear. Yeah. I have to repeat the sentence, I hear with love.
With love?
Yeah. Okay. And when I do, my ear thing disappears.
Oh, interesting.
So bunions are lack of joy in meeting the experiences of life. So maybe you're coming at it too business-minded.
So I've got no joy, so I've got
that. Well, no, I'm not saying no joy. It's just a slight lack of joy in meeting the experiences of life. So you're very focused. Maybe you just repeat this sentence. I joyously run forward to greet life's wonderful experiences.
Where is it?
Just by the bunions bit.
Buttocks.
No, bunions.
Burns. Okay. Lack of joy. Here, I joyously run forward to greet life's wonderful experiences. Okay, I need to say that over and over.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
Okay, we'll do.
And see if the bunion just disappears by itself.
Yeah. I'll cancel the doctor's appointment then.
Yeah.
So I've said this word now, so it's fine. I'll be down within a week.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay, and on we go. How romantic are you?
How romantic am I? I'm not like a guy who will buy flowers, but I am in a way. I remember one time when I was younger, I liked someone, so put a grape into a little box with you get a ring in, sent it to her and said, I think you're grape, but it'd gone mushy.
Oh,
she liked it,
so
but it'd gone off. It'd gone off.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a nice sentiment there. She was like, oh, that's disgusting, but thank you. But what have I ever done? I'm a romantic. Am I? I'm not like some sort of curmudgeon who's like, I'm not doing that. Like, I am actually massively into love and stuff like that.
When it's sort of showered on you.
Yes. Yeah. In my direction. Yeah. I'm into being loved. I'm not like a classic Hugh Grant type guy. What is
romantic? Well, one time a man learnt to sew for me and he got his mum's sewing machine. He's a bit of a geezer, so it's quite nice.
Wow.
And he made me a shirt from all different kind of things that what to do with us. And he made two, I was a bit of a hippie at the time, so he made a shirt with like these two flowers on. I thought that was lovely because he learned all the different stitching. And when a geezer, like a bit of a geezer, is like, oh, I learned this stitching and that stitching, you're like, oh my God, that's so cute.
That's quite sweet. Mm. That is making a geezer, so that shows commitment, doesn't it?
Mm.
That's
Shame I cheated on him, really.
I'll tell you what I did do once. Not really good, actually. I don't know if this is romantic or not. It's just desperate. Notice that all my romantic gestures, very cheap. Very cheap, easy to do.
What
convenient.
Was it?
Me and my ex, this from like 5-6 years ago, we just, I don't know if it won't make any sense to anyone else, but we had one day when we're absolutely leathered and I nearly set the kitchen on fire. And for some reason, I was so drunk, I like threw a tea towel over it, and then the tea towel went up, and then I had to like kick the window, so we had to smash the window and throw the tea towel out the window.
God.
And we're both laughing because there's just like burning tea towel on the street, like, we both categorically said, this is the funniest day we've ever had together. And anyway, then she came back from, she went to Bali actually, and then I didn't see her for 3 months. She came back and I was sort of waving like a burnt tea towel in the air.
That's nice.
And I'm here.
Go on, take us back then.
History,
the past,
memories,
when stuff was cheaper, then
Woolworths,
coffee wasn't a good.
It's still coffee, is it? The war? It's not the war, is it? What were your family like? Big question for you.
That's a big one, isn't
it?
Yeah. I only found my dad recently, so I found him like about 8 years ago, and he is an American chap in America. That's what my show is about. I talk about that. And basically, I came out of a psychiatric ward and put on a backpack on a manic episode and flew to America and tracked down my biological father. He is a man of few words, shall we say. Grew up in the military and stuff. So he's like, let's say, quite different to me.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Very different.
I am an idiot.
Yeah.
And he's a guy. You know what I said, that I don't know anything of any worth? He knows everything about everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't know about you and Debbie McGee.
No. Not everything, though. He's not that clever. Exactly. Yeah, he's very good at, like, I'll say, oh, how do the satellite work? Well, basically, they'll explain that, or like, oh, yeah, basically, if a storm comes, the hydroponic planes come around, like, oh, my God. Like, how does your brain keep all this stuff in?
It's funny how you didn't know when you were little, and then your relationship, you pick up like a kid and a dad when you, how does this, why?
Why? Yeah, exactly. How does that work? But I learned something, go, wow, that's really interesting. And it just goes.
Same, yeah.
But something I really thought was interesting. It's like finding a joke funny and then forgetting what the joke was.
Oh, yeah, I do that as well. What was your mum cuddly?
Mum, no. So not a sort of intimate, cuddly family. Quite a complicated family where lots of different kids, sort of different dads, and then different other sort of maybe different men coming in with their kids. Not quite sure who's are you? Who are you again? Like which ones? Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, we're all one. It's like, we're all separate in a way, aren't we? But makes you stronger, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah.
Makes you complicated, for sure. Yeah, some people, I always found that quite fascinating when I'd go to other people's houses. Or I remember my first girlfriend, and her mum was like her best mate, like hugging. And like, that to me was just so crazy.
Mm.
She's like, oh, I love you. It's like, this is, did you have that at all?
It split the difference kind of thing, really.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. And now?
No.
No.
No, just, yeah. I think the time has passed now. But hope to one day.
Mm.
I probably should get on that. I probably should start doing that more, shouldn't
I? Get on that and also get a nice teddy bear or something, or kitten or something.
To practice on.
Yeah, practice you.
Yeah, give it a little.
Do you go to therapy?
Me? Yeah, I've got a whole team.
Oh, yeah.
I've got I've got an army of people. Yeah, yeah. I've been in therapy for the past like 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been like, it's weird to me that people aren't, when people said they haven't done therapy, I'm like, and that's good if you don't need it, but I'm like, wow, like, I just can't get my head around how someone manages to cope so well on their own.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Have you ever had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Ooh, worst cuddle. Yeah. I mean, there's when you're younger and you would sort of, you know, you're more sleeping with loads of people all the time, there is times when you're like, you meet someone, you're drunk, and the next day, they're hugging. And that, by the way, that's, it's just difficult, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, wow, you've both been very drunk. And now, oh, no, who is this person? They actually know who you are.
Yeah, and they're in your energy field.
Yeah, it's odd. That, cuddles. I don't know, I'm weird. I'm not a cuddler, but I do, I think sometimes I do overstep the mark. If I go into a meeting and someone goes, hey, nice to meet you, I'll go, hey, and I'll hug them.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're just handshake here.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton.
That was Luke on keys, if you can believe.
Alan de Botton.
Okay, question from Alan de Botain.
Oh, cool. This is exciting. Mm.
When you look in the mirror, what are you most afraid of seeing in yourself?
What am I most afraid of seeing in myself?
Fucking bunion, isn't it?
Fucking bunion, yeah, yeah. So I keep my foot down there, so it definitely doesn't pop into the mirror. I'm probably a bastard, I think.
You don't want to be a bastard.
I don't want to. I just don't like the idea of people not liking me. It really does. I know people like, you need to get past that, man. I'm like, I don't want to get past that. I like being like, makes me feel nice.
Yeah.
I know it's a really dangerous game to play because you're never going to be liked by everyone.
Yeah.
But I do definitely try my best.
Well, your dad's not going to be happy about Debbie McGee.
I know. So that's one. Like that. That's one down.
Things like that. The next question, weirdly, is
De Botton still.
Alan De Botton, cool. Yeah. Last question from Alan De Botton. Is the problem with infidelity that it hurts the other person or that it's bad in itself?
That it hurts the other person? Say that again.
Is the problem with infidelity that it hurts the other person or that it's bad in and of itself? Like if their person wouldn't know.
If someone cheated on me.
Yeah, but you'd never know.
Oh, that's the thing. I do actually sometimes think that. Like, what would I rather have? But you have to promise that I never know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to absolutely guarantee that, then it's all good.
You think so? So you think cheating's okay?
I mean, I don't want them to, but no, obviously, do not cheat on me. That is the worst thing. Like, cheating for me is the worst thing.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to get off with Debbie McGee behind your dad's back.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm a hypocrite. I will tell him. I will tell him, actually.
Well, this is what the question's asking. Is the problem with infidelity in that it hurts the other person, or if they never find out, is it okay? I guess.
Because I do sometimes think about that. If I think about, like, say a businessman or something who's like been married for 40 years, they love each other. They're absolutely 100%. I love you. You're the mother of my kids. I love you. Go to some mad place in the middle of nowhere and meet some random that never see him again.
I think
just leave it.
Yeah.
Just leave it. Because all this might fall apart. But again, obviously don't cheat on your wife. Just maybe leave.
Or have an arrangement. I just think it's really selfish and because that other person might want to cheat as well.
Yeah. No,
so that's the thing.
Do you know what? I sack it off. No cheating.
No, cheating if you have an arrangement where you're
but I can't deal with that. That is honestly, like, being cheated on for me is higher than someone dying. Like, if I got a girlfriend, if I got someone, they die.
You'd rather
die. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Then they cheat on me, definitely.
Right.
Because, the anxiety that would go, because of my issues, which I talk about in the show, to do with, like, abandonment and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's peak, the worst thing you could do. Like, sometimes when I hear about stuff like, panicked man, like, keeps wife in attic, I think, okay. Do you know what I mean? I think that is a mad thing, but I think I can sort of see how he got there.
It is a lot easier than knowing that they're out there, might be having sex with someone, just nice and in the loft. But then if you want that for yourself, like, so when I was younger, I cheated, it was the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah, I did it as well when I was a kid because I didn't realise the pain that it caused.
Yeah, but then you realise the pain it causes. But I think then if you want someone to be completely faithful to you have to honour that your side because you can only control what you do.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying like I can't cheat on you. I can cheat on you, but you can't cheat on me. It's got to be, we absolutely, 100%.
Well, you'll have to revoke your Debbie McGee answer from before then.
Okay, I take it back.
It's still cheating. Well, you could put this music under anything. What is life all about?
What is life all about?
Little one to end with.
It's just a nice little question there. For me, I just want to have a laugh every day. That is it. I just want to have a laugh every day, all the time. Even though I like to work, I like to...
Yeah.
Now I'm driven on that, but like my dream, if I didn't have this thing which I need to do, I just want to have a laugh all the time. I want to be around people that I love because I spend a lot of time isolated.
Yeah.
Writing. But I don't enjoy that, but I just got to do it. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like sometimes people will say to me, oh, it's really admirable how you're so focused. It's like if you say to a heroin addict, hey, there's some heroin over there, but what you got to do is do this to get it. You're not going to go, how good that he focused on that. Just to, he's got to get the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brain's like, I just can't sleep. Like, it just wakes me up in the morning. Like, come on, just keep going. Blah, blah. I'm like, just constantly just.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I love doing is just having a laugh.
Cuddle Calculator. This podcast, everyone on the podcast is put into a competition to win a meet and greet with my kittens.
Oh.
Yeah, but you've already met the kittens.
I met the kittens, haven't I? In fact, get on well with them. In fact, I say they like me.
They do like you, yeah. They sniff around your feet when you... Yeah.
Yeah,
pop themselves the next to you. Yeah, yeah. They do like you. Unless they know that you just need some heating or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Got cat food in my pocket.
Okay, but it's... So I'm just going to put all the details into the cuddle calculator.
Okay.
And then it just comes up with your cuddle type.
Oh.
It's a good bit of kit. Okay.
Fingers crossed here.
Okay. You are the Fleece Witherspoon of hugging. All the glamour of Reese Witherspoon, but with the comfort of a fleece. Together, that's Fleece, Wither and Spoon.
Wow. So,
spooning, as you know how.
Yes,
spoon, yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, a fleece with a spoon. Yeah. Wow, that's such a
great. And the glamour fleece with a spoon, of course.
Brilliant, a glamorous hugger.
Yeah.
Cuddler.
Yeah. So that's quite nice, I'd say.
That's lovely.
Do you remember when you guessed squirrel at the start?
Yeah.
What a day we've had.
Wow, psychic over here.
What a time of it we've had.
Wow. Like, it's been good coming in here.
Go see the tour. You've got to see the tour.
Yeah.
You're doing it with a little wonder. And you're my plus one for a party tonight.
Can't wait to that.
What a lucky lad you are.
I am the luckiest man in the world. God, you're really like,
good.
You do. Thank you. I owe you, actually.
Me.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I need to be wet nursed.
Come here.
Yeah. So go see the tour. And where can people get dates?
I'll just give it. Yeah. Well, it's going from beginning of April through to the 21st of May. So I'll give you a few places. Brighton, Hull, Salford, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Macfest, London, Soho Theatre in May, Knaresborough, Reading, Durham, Bangor, Liverpool, Leicester, lots of places.
Lovely.
Going to be exciting.
Can I get, where's the Little Wonder website? If you've got a website?
Little Wonder, richhardesty.com. I'll put them on there. And they'll also be on Little Wonder's website, yeah. I hope.
And Instagram.
Rich_Hardesty. And yeah, the show is very, very, very funny and silly.
It's really
poignant,
good.
But innit, silly.
It's fun. Deep and it's funny.
Great.
My favourite two things.
Good.
Yay! What a lovely guy. What a lovely show. What a lovely show. I'm not beefing myself up. I mean, don't beef yourself up, Louise. I meant, what a nice episode is what I meant. But also, what a lovely show. Say what you see. Say what you hear. Go see Rich on tour. His show's brilliant. He's brilliant. And follow him online. He's a very unique voice. People say that a lot about people. But he really is. It will nutter. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Remember to follow Cuddle Club at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. So, look, it's been lovely having you here and see you next week. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.